All right, Tommy decided to take the day off today because he overslept.
And for the suspended once again, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Reality Update.
All right, thank you, Junior.
Great job.
That was really good. Uh-huh. That was a good intro. Okay, so check this out. We've been watching Shirley, Real Housewives of Potomac. You know I love this show.
Yes,
love Giselle. Mm-hmm. I love me some Giselle Bryant.
Beautiful.
She is
I love the grand dame, too.
Yes, I love Karen, too. Uh-huh. But you know, Giselle, she be wrong sometimes, but I don't care. I love her. So Ashley threw her uncle a birthday party. It was a 90s-themed birthday party. Uh-huh. And anyway, you know, everybody came to the party, but they got a little lit at this party.
Yeah.
And listen, but Steve, Ashley, she is telling everyone, you know, unfortunately she had a miscarriage, so her and her husband, she's trying to get pregnant again, but she keeps telling everybody that she doesn't drink anymore, but in every scene my girl is drinking. So I'm like,
she don't drink no more.
But boo, you got a Corona, you got a martini in every scene. I don't drink no more. So okay. I don't even get what's going on with that. But anyway, your girl Ashley threw this party. Everybody seemed to have a good time. But then her husband, Michael, the mic was on, and he got really, really drunk. And by the way, Ashley is African-American, and her husband is white, and he's an older guy. He's an older white guy. And I think she might be biracial.
Oh, yeah, he said something straight crazy.
Yeah.
What'd he say?
Steve. Oh. He pretty much said he was like flirting with the other guys at the party. And
wait a minute.
What?
With the guys?
He was flirting with the guys and his mic was on. And then Robin, one of the other castmates on the show, she thought she heard him say that he would kind of go there with a guy. So it was a lot. And he even admitted, Michael said, man, I know I was drunk and I was mic'd up, so I don't know if I said some things. And so, I don't know.
No, he just was kicking it with the guys.
Who gets that drunk?
You know, he just kicking
but
it you with
saying
the
that, though?
Yeah.
You're drunk? You might go there and get with a guy, and that's like, wait a minute, Precious, what's going on? Yeah, so I got to keep watching to get to the bottom and see what happened at this party.
Oh,
so that's
man.
That. All right, so that's Real Housewives of Potomac. I was watching Real Housewives of Atlanta. That's a mess, but they getting ready to go to Trinidad with Spice. And
that's a good idea. I like to go somewhere with a group of friends I fight with. Let's go out the country.
Doesn't that sound wonderful, Steve?
Yeah, and they're consistent with that, right, Steve? Yeah,
it don't make damn sense, man.
Yeah.
It's just not indicative of any group of women I know.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it's a mess. It's a mess. So they're going to go to Trinidad, so we'll see what happens with that. It's going to be guaranteed what Steve said. It's going to be some fighting or arguing going on, and I think it's going to be Pooh, Hiram Hicks' wife. She's going to come on the trip and start more drama with Carly. That's what I think is going to happen, and I think it's going to pop off that way. And if you watch the show, you probably agree with me 100%. Mm. Go to @LipsByCarla on social media, and then we can talk about it. And finally, Steve, we have to talk about it. We already talked about All in the Family and the Jeffersons, but on Sunday night, one of the most watched shows ended the series.
Only
Game
a
of
minute,
Thrones.
Though. I can't do it in a minute.
Quickly, what you thought of the series finale of Game of Thrones?
I thought the ending of this series was one of the most disappointing things in all of television.
Thank you, Your Grace.
Yes,
thank
Your Grace.
You, Your Grace.
Even the dragon. Even the dragon melting the chair. How did he know this? Yeah. At no point did we ever think the dragons were intelligent. Mm. Now all of a sudden, because Desiree, whatever her name is,
Daenerys.
Desiree, if she was black. She was black, she'd be Desiree. Uh-huh. Or Donita.
All right.
Anyway. Mm. I'll come back and give it to you if you like, but give it straight talk, no chaser.
All right, Your Grace. We'll come back at 20 after.